Open Windows, December the 29th. Passion for Christ. Christ is all and in all. Colossians 3:11. I wonder, dear friends, what you covet and pray for more than anything else. For my own part, my coveting, my praying is more than for anything else, a fresh and mighty captivation of the Lord Jesus, a captivation of Christ. Oh, it is quite true, and we know it, that he is our life, he is our Saviour. He is so much to us, and we are right when we say that we couldn't live without him. And yet, is there not some margin between that and what I am calling an absolute captivation with Christ? That he is a passion in our lives, that he is a dominating power in our lives. Oh, language fails. That he has just so captured us, so utterly captured us, that not only is he our life in the sense that we couldn't get on without him, but that he is a passion for living. This man who wrote these words, just look at him in this way. Somehow he had seen Christ at the beginning, and through his long years he had seen more and more of Christ, until in prison, with all those terrible sufferings and afflictions and adversities and sorrows and disappointments that had come upon him through those years, his catalogue of adversities right at the end, Christ is more than everything. Christ is in the ascendant. It is Christ will be all and in all. Now I say, language fails. I cannot put into words what I mean. But oh, for the positiveness of this passion for Christ. Such a seeing, a grasping, an apprehending and a being mastered by the greatness of the one to whom, by the grace of God, we have been united, called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. May it be more than a mental grasping of Christ, that we know he is great, we believe he is great, we have experienced something of his greatness. May our hearts, more than ever our minds, be mastered by this man, Jesus Christ, and we be his abject slaves in worship and adoration. He is so great.